you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You got a lot of bursts. What do you think you're going to run?
4-4.
I love the confidence. So, just to introduce you to what we do, like, we're very, like, X's and O's focused podcast, right?
Okay.
And EJ brought up this play to me, because I know you kind of see yourself as, like, a hybrid off-ball edge guy. You can kind of do both.
Right.
And he's like, oh, yeah, you got a pick on a rail route down the sideline against a receiver. And I'm like, how did he end up covering a receiver? So, I pulled up the tape, and you guys are in a three down here.
Yes, sir.
And I want to know what rules do you guys have that gives your coach the confidence to let you pick up a Z on the motion and be confident you're going to get a pick? Because this is nuts.
Okay, so let me talk about before the play. Play is cover three. We're a curl flat technique. So we got anything that shows out as our number two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we don't have no number two available, we just drop back, play the curl. And so in my head, I'm like, okay, I got to play this number two. I got to play him top down, play that X,
mm-hmm.
and to see if he does a curl, but he doesn't have a curl because Keytrail's on top.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was just waiting on number two. So I feel like I thought he was just going to stay there and like for a screen or something.
Yeah.
And then he started reeling up. And then Keytrail's already up top and like he's already covering the X.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, let me just be an athlete.
Get on my horse and go.
And just take this guy. And then, of course, the quarterback's going to throw the ball. He sees a linebacker on the receiver.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, this money time for me.
You know what I love about that, though? You got the arm bar. Like, did you play DB in high school? Because you got that going. Like, how did this happen?
I played a little bit of safety.
Okay, that's younger. Where it comes from.
Yeah. It shows. We see a lot of players with, I'll say, similar skill sets to you rushing the passer. Running the backside, cut off, like they leave you alone on tackle, and you're like, most guys are just pursuing. You're not only pursuing a lot of times, you're picking that guy off. That's where all your TFLs come from.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. And then there's this other thing where defensive coordinators will be like, yeah, we're going to let you drop a little bit. We're going to drop hook zone, flat zone, just to the boundary, right?
Right.
And they're just trying to protect you and put you in a box and mm-hmm. say, just do this.
Yeah.
Here, you're not only out there, you're playing with DB mm-hmm. technique. You're hip for hip with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
You get the arm bar, and then it's like, oh, no, we've been here a second. It's ball time.
Yeah.
And you see turn back towards ball. I can't tell you how many DBs don't turn back to the ball. You see an edge rusher, linebacker, hybrid turning back to the ball down the boundary. I was like, you got to see this. Like, this is not something you're going to see every day.
Yeah, man, I got from my pops for sure because he played safety back in, you know, University of Florida. Them days in the national championship year. So, you know, he taught me a lot. You know, I had some coaches like Devin Bush's uncle. You know,
yep.
He taught me a little bit of some DB work. You know, just everybody, you know, just being there for me, like preparing me for the biggest moments like that. And, you know, I appreciate them.
So what feels better, pick or sack fumble?
Oh, man. Oh, pick for sure.
Yeah. Just because you don't get that many.
Yeah.
You don't get the shot.
That's rare. That's a unicorn. But let's talk about the bread and butter. Let's talk about the sack fumbles. Let's talk about the TFLs because there's a lot of them on your tape. It's not one move, one style. You have a lot of different ways to get to the quarterback, mm-hmm. to get to the running back. Talk about how you developed that rush arsenal.
It's really the off season. During the off season, I would go to Sack Sensei. He's my pass rush trainer
mm-hmm.
back in
mm-hmm.
Miami. So it was 2021. in the off season. I was looking for, like, you know, a place to train, you know, a place mm-hmm. to, you know, get my pass rush a little, you know, fluent, right? And I hit up Sac Sensei. You know, he wasn't that as big.
Yeah.
Got on at the right time. So, you know, everything was smooth, man. He was focused on me and stuff like that. It was good. But yeah, man, he just taught me, like, just my get off, just my turning my toe on the ground, not running past the quarterback, counter moves, you know, just like, you know, some pass rushers, you know, they would always run up the field, go past the quarterback.
Yeah. Speed only.
Yeah. So I learned that, you know, I read the level of the tackle and the quarterback. So, you know, they're kind of at that even level. I just use a hump move or a jab outside to come inside, or, you know, sauce it up a little, like a little crossover, and then get them a sprawl.
Are you a jumper on the cross chop, or like guys jump, some guys hate doing that?
I feel like the cross chop is like, it's an instinct thing. Mm-hmm. It's not something you just like, okay, I'm gonna do this, because you don't know what the tackle is gonna do. So, and yeah, I can try the cross chop, but, you know, it's not my go-to move.
Yeah.
So I'm a call up Sac Sensei, man, and like let's work on it. So
this little club rip that you had against NC State, I thought it was gorgeous, because you kind of like straight up caught the tackle's hand as he was going into your chest and then got under him. And I'm kind of wondering, like, in terms of developing like the spatial awareness, right? Because that's kind of a big thing. It's like knowing exactly like when you're in range and when you're not. Mm-hmm. How did you kind of develop that skill of understanding, not just getting the hand, but when to get the hand, like when he's extending?
So what I did right there, I jabbed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, when I jab, he sprawls. He shoots his arm out.
Oh,
so
okay.
I learned that from James Harrison. I love the rip claw.
Uh-huh.
Grab the back of the jersey.
Pull him through.
Use that momentum to, like, you know, push yourself forward. So
you flash it to get them to come at you, mm-hmm. and then you get under.
They go underneath.
Into the funnel.
Mm-hmm,
and
grab.
Then you can kind of see it here. Like, uh-huh. you see your hand there, and you're just like, all right, you're going this way, I'm going that way. Yeah, the technique is... I mean, it's rare for a guy your age, not going to lie. Like, it really is.
And I love the process as we're talking about how these things come together. Even as you're talking about rush before we were talking about hands, mm-hmm. you're setting it up in steps. I'm going to do this so he does this, mm-hmm. then I'm going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so many pass rushers who are at your stage of development a little earlier, even a little bit later, don't have that. They're mm-hmm. like, I'm going to go, and if I get it, I get it.
Yeah.
If not, I'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's not you. You're thinking about leverage, level, mm-hmm. relationship, hands, feet, tying them together.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got a lot of physical gifts. I mean, you got a lot of bursts. What do you think you're going to run?
4-4.
I love the confidence. Love the confidence. What are you going to jump? That's what I'm curious about.
At my training place, I jumped like a 37. So.
Yeah, that'll
play.
That'll do. Yeah,
that'll play. That meets the minimums for sure and exceeds them. So I'm so excited about the combination, right? The combination of the head, the hands, the feet, the physical mm-hmm. skills, and then the ability to go backwards is just mm-hmm. like cherry on top of the sundae for me. So, is there a defense that you watch in the NFL and think, man, I really like that style? Not so much city, but like I love the way they play.
So, I mean, it's just one guy. Hassan Riddick.
Yes.
Man.
It's a
show playing
favorite,
right
buddy.
Now as we speak.
Yeah, as we speak. He just got 2 sacks earlier. So, you know, just watching his game and, like, you know, he's a little shorter than me. And, you know, he can do all these things, dropping the coverage, set the quarterback, you know, just wreak havoc. And, you know, just watching the Eagles defense dominate.
For sure.
And both defenses.
Yeah,
the Niners
today.
Too. Yeah.
Today, they're both amazing. But Reddick, chronically underappreciated, couple of stops before this,
mm-hmm.
didn't hit these levels, ends up at a team like Philadelphia where they go, we got uses for you, and mm-hmm. just goes off, has that season he has this year.
Love the comparison. That's a great one.
And they put him at off ball, which, you know, you played off ball. Like they put him at off ball the first few years of his career and didn't really let him rush, even though he was really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden he becomes a full-time edge and he leads the league in sacks. Like, you know, I think the comparison to you is actually a pretty unique one in the sense that you do fit that archetype where it's like you could play off ball, but God, I really want you to be on the edge full time because you get sacks, man.
I feel like it. Like nowadays, it's a new century of hybrid linebackers.
Mm-hmm. Fully agree.
So
excited for your prospects in the league, man, because of that, because of who you are and that time in the league, all that coming together, just couldn't be more excited.
Thank you.
Yeah. We can't wait to see where you go. You're a phenomenal player, and we'll be keeping an eye on you for sure.
Yeah, man. Thank
you. Great week, man.
Thank
great
you
week.
So
thank you. Thanks for the time, Shane.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.